Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The NAIC's new principles-based bond definition has shown a brighter spotlight on shifting U.S. life annuity insurer investment strategies. Here to discuss a new report on the subject is Caitlin Piasecki, industry research analyst at AM Best. Caitlin, welcome. So great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to see you, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Caitlin, what kind of insights do the new changes in Schedule D offer regarding bond portfolio allocation?
So the new Schedule D provides us with a much more granular view of insurers' bond portfolios. It first separates bonds into two categories, which is issuer credit obligations and asset-backed securities. And then it also has additional subcategories based on the underlying source of repayment. Some of these new categories are project finance, funds representing operating entities, single entity-backed obligations, lease-backed securities, equity-backed securities, and there's also a line now for CLOs. These updates really make it a lot easier to identify which of the newer types of asset classes insurers are allocating their investments to. Corporate bonds still remain the anchor of bond portfolios, but allocations to asset-backed securities continue to rise, with residential mortgage-backed securities representing the second largest bond type and CLOs representing the third largest.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Caitlin, what are some areas within the portfolio that could become, What are some areas within the portfolio that could become a cause for concern?
So while generally minimal, an elevated ratio of payment in kind interest to capital and surplus could indicate greater exposure to investment risk, especially in the event of a market downturn. According to an attendance poll of insurance company executives at our AM Best review preview conference, which was back in March, 36% of respondents stated that a credit cycle downturn and rising default rates pose the greatest threat to investment portfolio performance over the next 12 to 18 months. As private placement allocations continue to rise, the asset class has yet to be tested to a severe credit event.
Caitlin, many companies outsource investment management. Is that an issue?
So for insurance companies that outsource it to an external investment manager, it's just really important that they select a high-quality fund manager that has a proven track record. For smaller insurers that have limited infrastructure, outsourcing is more of a cost-effective way to manage their assets. For mid-size insurers, you know, they tend to utilize external managers more so to enhance their portfolio capabilities. And then larger insurers, they typically have their own in-house investment teams, but they may utilize an external asset manager for their expertise in more like niche asset classes.
Caitlin, such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori. It was great talking to you.
You also. We've been speaking with AM Best industry research analyst, Caitlin Piasecki. For the full report, please visit ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.